It's the Dork Podcast with Rich Keefe. It's the Dork Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Royal Von Doyle. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan. Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm good. Happy St. Patrick's Day. By the way, my name in Gaelic means little king.
Whew.
So I am technically a royal.
This
so
is fitting.
Here we are.
This is perfect for the topic du jour. This isn't our normal movie or TV review. So if you're joining us because you saw hashtag Kategate, we don't normally do this, but we're all in. We are all in so far to the point where we have brought in an expert in the royal family. That would be none other than Lucy Burge. Lucy, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. I am so happy to be here with you and for this occasion because this has been my entire life for the past week or so, and I can't think of anything but this. So I'm really glad that this obsession is being put to good use.
How the turntables when it comes to this story. It is one thing after another because, full disclosure, I don't really give a rat's ass about the royal family. And if people do, like Lucy, I don't go ahead. Like what you like. That's the beauty of hashtag dork. We don't care. If somebody likes a movie or a TV show, that's great for them. I don't normally care about the royal family. However, there's been a few things over the last 2 weeks that really piqued my interest. I love a true crime documentary, and that's essentially what this has turned into. So, Davey, I know you're not like a massive fan of it normally either. Like, we don't talk about like all the stuff that's in the tabloids, but this is way different, and this is crazy.
So I had heard things. I had heard rumblings like no one's really seen her and whatever. And then you're like, hey, we kind of got to do a podcast on this. Mm-hmm. And then I started to do a little research. And then like an hour later after you mentioned it, I was like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all in on this. Like, this is as crazy as crazy gets.
Yeah, this became way more than I ever thought it would be. It crossed into the wider audience of the entire world. My whole Twitter feed, my whole TikTok, Instagram, everything. Where is Kate Middleton? And I'm loving this. I'm worried about her, of course, but loving this because now it has crossed into different worlds and now people care about what is happening to her. So I do enjoy it.
Now, because I know that the royal family is very litigious.
Yes.
We need to say at the top that everything we do wish Kate well. We do hope she's fine.
Obviously.
But everything we mention from this point on is what they saying. It's not us. Yeah,
no.
Correct.
We're not making any claims.
Allegedly.
It's the internet. It's a lot of this
saying,
internet.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
But that's because this whole story, every time you turn around, every time you read something new, you just find yourself saying,
what the fuck? What the fuck?
That's why we have to talk about this. And let's just get jump started because I know this. Lucy, you probably have been following this way longer than we have because it wasn't until, and if you're watching on YouTube, we are going to have some photos, which makes it a lot easier. If you're listening on the podcast, great. You can always go to the YouTube later. But let's start out with this one because this is the photo right away that was like what got everybody talking. This was a Happy Mother's Day post. They have different Mother's Days over there than we do here. So people are like, what the fuck? Mother's Day? No, Mother's Day over there. And it's Kate and her three kids. She's sitting in a chair. They all have big smiles. Look how big the smiles are. Their teeth aren't even touching. They're so big. And then they're like, that's not right. That photo's not right. And they're like, that's a photo from like years ago. Or like, take a look at the sweater. Take a look at her hand. Take a look at all this stuff. But Lucy, correct me if I'm wrong. It was even prior to this photo, there had already been a lot of questions about what was going on. This photo was actually supposed to cool everybody off a little bit, and all it did was add gasoline to it.
Correct. So the fervor really began when Kate hadn't been seen for a while, and that was expected because the palace did say she will be out with abdominal surgery recovery until at least Easter. Now, of course, it's not Easter yet, so why we think, okay, she's going to be gone. However, William then missed the memorial service for his godfather, King Constantine of Greece. This service at which he was supposed to speak and kind of lead the service, last minute bailed. 2 days prior to that, Pippa Middleton's ex-boyfriend died of a gunshot wound to the head, self-inflicted. So the two, were
what
they connected?
What the fuck?
Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. That is exactly the reaction
yep.
that many had to that. So Then people thought maybe the two are connected because William left due to a personal matter or didn't even show up. However, members of the royal family were in attendance. Then people started to freak out. This photo, as you said, Rich, was supposed to calm everybody down. Did the opposite. When I saw this photo, woke up that morning, saw this photo, first thing I noticed, no ring. This ring. This is a replica of the ring. I did not steal it. However, she's
yeah.
She is not wearing it. And also notice, these kids have never looked happier. How fake does that look?
So
that
fake.
Prince Louis, my favorite royal, he is on the left. Mm-hmm. And he is, I don't think maybe you couldn't get a picture of him being calm or anything like that, but he would never be, that's not an expression that I would know Prince Louis to make.
Unreal.
George also, no. Charlotte also, maybe. But they look like they are laughing harder than they've ever laughed in their lives. This doesn't look real to me. This looks so staged, and people noticed, as you can see,
yes,
all of the photos.
Right away.
Exhibit B.
We have a litany. Yeah.
Yep.
16 issues, a minimum of 16 issues with Kate's Mother's Day photo, and they go through all of it, and clearly things have been photoshopped, and it's like something on like each kid, it's the outfits, it's everything else. But then what jumped out to me is, let me find this so I can get the right quote. After she tweeted this out, and again, they have like a, what is it, the Kensington Palace.
Yeah.
Yes. So they have their own account, right? But then she will tweet from it and she'll sign it C for Catherine.
C. So
she wrote, "Thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. C." And you're like, all right, I guess. But then to that, she got all kinds of flack and people were all over it, like Lucy. And then the next day tweeted, "Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. C." That's to me.
Couple things.
That's to me when the story went bonkers. When you're like, so you're admitting that the thing was fucking doctored. You of all people need to have somebody doctor your photos. You can get the greatest photographers ever in the world to photograph you anytime you want, and you're like, no, I was just messing around. I'm sorry, you guys, cut that. You're like, oh boy, acknowledging it. So it was like we know something's up now.
Insane.
And you do know something's up. And again, you have professional photographers come in and do this. She didn't take this photo. This isn't a selfie.
No, it wasn't even attributed to her. William was supposed to have taken the photo.
Correct. So now the other thing too, if this were a professional photographer, no one edits my photos but me. Like if I give you photo, you do not edit my photos, right? So to say that Princess Kate edited this photo herself is outrageous.
Horseshit.
Absolute. And I would like to say, go back to the photo. I have, are you ready for Davey's first conspiracy?
Yeah, I am. Let's go. Let's bring it back. Let's go back
to the photo.
Yep.
Okay. So if you notice, every child has their fingers crossed.
Yes.
Like they have crossed fingers. So Louis's doing like, he's actually crossing his two fingers.
George.
Yeah. And the two kids at George have like their fingers like crossed over each other. Now,
down here.
Did you know?
Cross.
That the superstition of crossing your fingers started in the Catholic Church, and it started in the state of Israel when judges would put people to death. They would cross their fingers when issuing the order because they didn't want God to be mad at them. So they did it as a sign of like protection. Mm. So like I'm just throwing conspiracy theories out here. I'm going to hold this up. So the way they did it in the early Catholic Church, it was supposed to look like the Jesus fish.
Oh my God.
Cross your fingers, it was like that. So they would be like that gap there. So that's how you would identify like Catholics when giving. So I'm just saying, but the fact that all the kids' fingers are crossed would lead you to believe that something is afoot. There's hand signals.
The horror is afoot because if Kate Middleton's lawyer, whoever that is, I didn't know she had her own lawyer, is correct, she's dead. That's what the lawyer's saying. Mm-hmm. So that's another rumor that's out there. But this
And I was speaking to that because if that's the case, then the kids are doing it as like a protection thing for the kids.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. All right. So,
wow, Davey.
That is, that's a game changer.
I told you, when I research,
the opinion of a professional photographer.
Yes, huge. Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. This is as obvious as Bozo dubbed over. That's this what this is.
This is right there.
This is the equivalent.
I can't believe they're doing this right in front of it. And they thought they were going to get away with it too. They didn't realize that there was people like on the internet that have nothing better to do than to like dive into this head first.
At this time too. Yeah. At this time when people are on high alert for everything the Royals are doing for anywhere Kate Middleton is, they thought they could fool us. But no. And then there was another photo. Another photo they released
the next
day.
There was another photo. I want to ask you about this one. So there's, so this one was a shot of Kate. Quote, air quotes, Kate in the car, right, as she was leaving the palace, right?
Yep.
That's
so this one. Yeah. This was the first photo, actually. So this photo was in the car with her mom driving somewhere. So if you notice in this photo, her face looks a little bit fuller, which leads to my theory that perhaps she doesn't want to be photographed because maybe she did have abdominal surgery, is taking some kind of steroid, and her face is puffy because of that. Plausible. However, something seems off about this. I do believe it was staged because if you look at the no smoking sign at the top of the Audi stickers, this looks like either a rental car or a loaner car, perhaps, that they are using for this paparazzi opportunity. And it could be Pippa, her sister Pippa.
I was going to ask you, do you think this is Pippa? Because that's what they're saying. That this is actually Pippa.
I would believe it. I would believe if it was. People said that it wasn't Kate because the birthmark on the side of her lip is not visible. However, upon inspection of other Kate Middleton photos in cars, you cannot always see it in the car. Pippa also has the same one. Ooh. So under perhaps some makeup, they are twinsies when it comes to their birthmarks above their lips. So that maybe isn't as valid, but I don't think this is her unless her face really has become more swollen and that's why she doesn't want to be photographed. But the palace either way lied with that photo with the kids because they tried to. So as someone's a reporter said, any update or anything the palace releases like a photo of Kate after saying that she has had surgery is a health update. That photo with the kids is a health update and they tried to pass it off as current health and that is not her current state of health. So the palace lied either way.
Speaking of that, so my timeline reads that in January 17th, she went in for this planned abdominal surgery.
Correct.
129, she's released from the hospital. On 128, so like the day before she got released, a Spanish journalist said she was in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
He had sources.
So this is very interesting.
This is the Spanish journalist you're speaking of.
Of course.
Calleja.
But that photo, so that photo in the car until March 4th.
Look at that shot right in front of the fireplace. She's like,
Not Photoshop, though.
Nope, that's her.
That is absolutely
definitely not.
That's just all her.
Definitely not.
Okay,
it's
I
so natural.
It's not Photoshopped. It's Lightroomed.
That's so natural, that pose.
Yeah.
What is this item in the back? What do you call that?
Porcelain doll.
What is that back there? Is that like a shillelagh? What is that?
It's a fireplace.
You know what bothers me about this picture more than anything? And this is welcome to, ready?
Yeah.
The line of the fireplace, like the mantle, isn't straight. It drives me nuts.
Photoshop.
Yeah. Terrible.
Look at that.
No, the fact
that hair
like,
looks real.
Like,
no, but this is worth mentioning, though. So this Spanish reporter, and they have denied it, like the royals have denied it, because also over there in London, basically the royal family has, and there's a name for it, but there's like five or six outlets that have a deal with them, and like they'll do all their...
Royal Rota.
Thank you, Lucy. The Royal Rota. Yes, my sister-in-law Nicole was telling me about it. The Royal Rota. So it's like Daily Mail, Daily Beast, Mirror, like all those ones. It's basically like shittier TMZs. But anyway, they do all of that stuff. So then there's like outsiders. And so she's an outsider to it. And so she's the one like, nothing funny about this theory. Like she's like, the surgery went bad. She's in like a coma. Like things are a real problem. And everyone's like, wait, what? And then one of her timelines, Davey, I think you were getting to, was like there was a they were going to the hospital or somebody was seen going to the hospital. They didn't know who was in it, but it was on that date that this lady says she got the surgery done. So that also kind of lines up a little bit.
You know where their nanny, the nanny for the kids, is from and was seen back there?
Spain.
Exactly. Ooh, could she be the source?
Here we go.
Yep. Yep, their longtime nanny from when George was born.
Could be a connection there for sure. Oh, and also when they say it was a planned surgery, also before New Year's and like right around the Christmas time, there was a announcement that they were going to be going to Italy Kate and William were going to go into Italy in like, what, when was it, Lucy? It was like
early January.
Yeah, it was like early January. And then she has the surgery a little bit before that. And you're like, there's no way in hell, even if the surgery went great, she wasn't going to be going to Italy. So it wasn't planned.
The red flag that I always go back to when I'm like, maybe nothing's wrong. An ambulance and motorcade of police cars left Sandringham 2 or 3 days after Christmas. Sandringham is where the royal family does the Christmas there. They spend their Christmas at their Christmas home and a Christmas estate palace.
Must be nice.
And yeah, you don't typically see ambulances leaving Sandringham in a rush. So perhaps the thought is something happened over Christmas. Perhaps Kate found out something about the alleged affair with Rose Henberry. And perhaps there she is in all her glory. She is the Marchioness of Chumley. And she
sounds like some sort of weird insult, like she's an alien. That's not what you meant.
Chumley, and it looks like
Chumelody, but it's Chumley.
It makes no sense. And she is married to David Rock Savage. Yes, David Rock Savage, 63, the Marquess of Chumley.
That's a strong name, Rock Savage. Yeah.
Rock Savage.
Holy smokes! Now I've heard rumors about Rock Savage. Perhaps not super into women is one of the things that I read. And then therefore these Rose Henberry kids could possibly be somebody else's kids. Somebody that we're going to talk about in a second.
Could they be the Prince of Wales' children? Perhaps. So maybe Kate found out things that were very upsetting.
On that tip.
Yeah.
So they out there saying too, that the rift between Harry and William started with this, and that he was pissed because he was like, you're doing the same thing that our dad did to our mother, who you apparently love very much. And then the whole royal family went to bat for William, and Harry was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, that could very well be. Because I think Harry saw, having listened to his entire audiobook, I think... That's not photoshopped either.
That's our friend Brian Shark.
This is our friend Shark.
Like Prince William.
This is our friend Shark, who looks like Prince William. So you're watching on YouTube. I knew I'd get Davey with it. So yeah, that's our buddy Shark. So that's
popped it up. I knew. I was like, oh shit.
There he is. It's like some work picture of his too. I found online. I was like, that is perfect. No, but this is Prince William. You can't really tell the difference, but
no,
same guy.
I don't know which is which, honestly.
But so they're saying too that Prince William behind he's a bad guy.
Yeah. He's a
dump him, girl. Like, that's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the finger bandages, Lucy?
Oh, okay. So this is another theory that the more I think about it, find more plausible. So Kate Middleton, she's thin. She's a thin person. And there is perhaps a theory that she was suffering from bulimia. And she was pictured in multiple appearances in public with bandages on her knuckles. And her fingers are bandaged together. And it wasn't just one time. It was multiple times in the more recent months.
Maybe she started a fight club.
Maybe she did, though. Maybe she was gardening.
Snot out of people. Well,
yeah. I don't know. Maybe she was doing some handy work.
Right.
You know, you never know. Right. But this theory picked up a little bit of steam. So maybe Diana suffered from the same thing. So, you know, a parallel there. I mean, maybe that's possible as well. And maybe she is getting treatment for that. But still, I mean, when has there been, of course, you don't have to speak about it if you don't want to, but when in history has there been a more accepting time to speak out about things like that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That theory is possible. There is Princess Diana.
Well, and all her
ring also belong to her.
There is an interesting juxtaposition, which I think I used it correctly. Because right now, King Charles III is also dealing with, he has cancer. And they have been very forthcoming with what's going on. And they've shown pictures of him. He's talked about it. And they're sort of much more public than what Kate is dealing with. And so it's not like it's one of these we're sick, we're going to be super private, which would actually be understandable. But instead it's like, this is going to be a very public fight. And then the other one is going to be weird with Photoshops and tweets that are clearly not by the person. They've done two completely different things at the exact same time.
What kills me about this too is that like they were very upfront with Charles, and like he has, you know, prostate cancer, I believe, and it was very early. November hat on today for those of you on the YouTube. But it was detected very early, so he's going to be fine. They were very open about this. Meanwhile, Kate has had three children, and within 12 hours of having said children, she was in full face makeup and hair on the steps of the hospital in heels.
Insane, first of all. Not something you should do or have to do. So, like, that's crazy.
She went through that, and like they managed to get her a photo op. So like to be gone this long. And by the way, you'll love this conspiracy theory too. You know who else has not been in the public eye since December 29th?
Middleton's parents.
And Pete Davidson.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. We haven't seen him
either. Shacking up.
Pete Davidson, Kate Middleton.
What if Kate Middleton gets pregnant with Pete Davidson's baby? Prince William finds out about it, and then Pete Davidson disappears.
See?
That's where he's gone.
Jesus Christ. I even thought of that.
Pete Davidson's child could be born
in
the coming months.
That's possible.
Baby butthole eyes.
Yeah, that's how we know.
Little baby butthole eyes. Look at that.
And it's born with tattoos.
Could be. Yes.
That's what would happen.
Could Mars attacks tattoos.
God damn. I didn't even thought of it. I thought of a lot of things.
That's crazy. So she is around that age range that he goes for. Kate Beckinsale is around that age. Yes, this is another theory. This is another theory that a reward for her becoming queen is that she donates her organs to King Charles and to save him.
And thank you, Christopher, in the chat for passing that one on. Kidney, that's intense.
Heart, brain, lung? You know.
Yeah.
Donate her brain. That's why we haven't seen her. She's dead.
Mm. But it is interesting going back to, just from what I've been perusing, you go back to 2019 when the first of the William and Rose Hanbury rumors really started to come out. And again, based on like the media that they control, that was also the same time where like all the Meghan and Harry stuff kind of went crazy, and they were like, take a look at this, like these two are shitty and like this one sucks. Like, so it was like, hey, look over here, look over here, look over here. And they avoided that. And then all they would confirm is that Kate and Rose had a falling out.
Yes,
they didn't say if it involved them. They didn't say if it involved Rose. They didn't say anything else. And it was like at that time they had a falling out, which again, what could it be about? Like what
which
else?
Made things
what else about? Could it be about? Like, so, there was also heavy rumor that a maid for, I think it was William, probably their home, found some evidence of an affair going on in the bedroom, found a condom in the trash can.
Jeez.
This was a big rumor and was highly believed to be true, allegedly. Wow. So perhaps that is evidence of that happening. But there was also the rumor that Rose is pregnant with Prince William's baby, and Kate found out about it, thus leading to her getting very upset, and perhaps William. See, people are citing William's temper, his alleged temper, which Harry referenced in Spare, his New York Times bestseller, I guess, for some reason. But
not to get too crass, but if we're in the details here, if the maid found a condom and then if Rose is pregnant, those don't add up.
This is what I'm thinking. So could that be true? Because if he's using that and being very careful about it, clearly they want to avoid that.
True. Unless she poked holes in it. That's an
maybe,
old, people have heard
maybe
that story.
She did that? Maybe, perhaps. Yeah. I don't know. That is perhaps. Exactly.
Chat
and
in the chat wants to know what size. Didn't say. Wasn't
magnum
it?
Magnum condom. Well, no, my monster magnum condom for my magnum dong.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every cock on the planet.
All right. Well.
Okay. So does this, how does this affect, and I'm going to get this name correctly, the turnip toffers?
Yes, the turnip toffs, Jamie.
Do you know about this, Richard?
Turnip toffers, yes. No, because Nicole gave me a crash course the other night. Yeah. She like told me all these things, and I remembered like half of it. So that came
it's
up.
It's like this
explain.
Secret club that they go to that involves Rose Hanbury.
Yes, and
Jesus.
And her husband. And like there's like this, I don't want to call it a secret society, but if you're going to start a gang, you should probably pick a better name than the Turnip Toffers.
Throws people off the scent. They think you're powerless.
That's true.
And it's like, we control everything. Turnips. So it's Rock Savage, William, Kate, and Rose Hanbury, Marchioness of Chumley. They're the Turnip Toffs. They're all neighbors in Norfolk. And maybe they're not friends or neighbors now, but that is how they became friends. They would hang out all the time. They were seen at garden parties. There's a photo that is used now all the time of William, like in the background of Kate and Rose Hanbury laughing together. Mm. It's very ominous. I don't think it's that unreasonable to think that that's not true. Charles, that's what he did to Diana. Charles once said, "I'm the Prince of Wales. Why would you think I don't have a mistress?"
Jeez.
William, I know, right?
What the fuck?
Was so, it
fuck kind of question?
It's messed up.
It's like in Goodfellas. Was it Fridays for Girlfriends? Fridays for Wives, Saturdays for Girlfriends?
Gumars, yeah. So Rose Hanbury, the Marchioness of Chumley, is also the Gumar in this situation, perhaps.
So another thing that I found out when I was kind of reading about and is, I guess, so Kate and William both went to St. Andrews for college. And Kate was going to go somewhere else, I believe, to like Edinburgh. Lucy's nodding, so she's heard the story. So then William deferred for a year. So Kate also deferred for a year. And then I think probably by the urging of her parents, who were like in charge of like this basically like iParty, right? They're like party supply pieces. So then they were like, no, you're going to also defer a year. You're not going to Edinburgh. You're going to St. Andrews, and you're going to sort of like get going that way. So it was like kind of pushed in that direction, like Game of Thrones style.
This was arranged? You're saying this was...
I think it wasn't like straight up arranged, but it was like, hey, this is what our plan is, and like you go work your magic and like and figure
it out. She put her in the right places.
You're feminine
wild. Middleton.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And they did the same kind of program in their gap year to kind of, they had something in common. The same kind of like, Habitat for Humanity, but something like that.
Because sure
it was publicized that William would be doing this.
Of course.
And they're like, oh, the, that he would be doing some kind of charity work. And so Mrs. Middleton was like, oh, very interesting. Mm. Let's have Kate do the same thing. And then they have something in common and they get married. And that's what happened.
Crazy.
Weird. Did Prince William or one of the princes go to
Eton?
Eton. No, Eton College. Yes.
For high school. Harry. Harry did not go to college, but I forget if he finished at Eton. I think he did.
Mm. Weird fact. Eton College, the sister school of St. Paul's School, where Rich and
kidding.
I attended.
Is that right?
That's wow. True.
Remember we get the exchange student every year from...
Yeah, we would get one English girl.
From Eton.
Yeah.
From Eton.
Look at that.
She had a great accent.
Freshman year college roommate also went.
Mm-hmm.
To where? St. Paul's? Or to Eton?
Yeah.
St. Paul's?
To St. Paul's, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yes. I don't think we know who it is. Actually, maybe I did. I don't know. We'll talk about it off the air.
No, Davey does.
I
know.
Talk about it off
the air.
I'll
tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell me after. Tell me off air.
We don't want to bury them on this podcast right now.
No, this is about Eton.
I'm curious.
This is about Eton College. Yeah.
So, circling back, I'm curious how far back this goes. And again, I was doing a lot of research. So, let me introduce you to Anne Boleyn. Oh.
Okay, we're going all the way back.
Fascinating story about Anne Boleyn.
Of time.
Many, many movies and books written about Anne Boleyn. It's just, what I'm telling you is, it's crooked. This royal family, they protect their own, but you might not, you could marry into the goddamn family, but you're not really their own. And they're only going to do what's in the best interest of you. Very famously, Princess Diana in 1997, still a lot of conspiracy theories there, but I would trace this bad boy all the way back to Anne Boleyn.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Now the story with her is Henry VIII, and so she was
off her head.
Yes,
cut her head off.
They
thought she was having an affair. I don't even know if she was.
Someone told him that she was having an affair. Meanwhile, he's running around
with everybody,
right?
Swinging it.
Well, he started with her sister, and then like he was like, "No, I like her more." So then he got Anne Boleyn, but then Anne Boleyn's daughter is Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah,
and then she eventually takes over and is like the greatest queen of all time.
Also, art history tidbit, that might not be what she looked like. That might be their version of Photoshop. Sometimes in royal portraits, or often, they would make them look how they wanted and maybe not how they actually looked. So maybe her cheeks weren't that rosy.
I don't think they were.
Probably not.
Yeah, and, you know.
Photoshop. Since the dawn of time.
The first ever Photoshop. A lot of
crocodile shit in that photo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they made makeup, by the way.
With arsenic?
Arsenic, well, yes, crocodile dung, which is white. They would use that, ground it up into a powder, make that so, and it was contained a lot of arsenic, so it would actually harm your skin. But that's neither here nor there. I learned that from Ovid.
Jeez, wow, you like that?
Jeez.
Lucy, here's another photo. No. This one was making the rounds too.
This is the worst Photoshop job of all.
Well, this is the one where they were trying to unpack the layers of Photoshop.
Yeah.
And they realized. So this was billed as a photo of William and Kate coming out of Windsor Castle one morning to a private appointment. And what you see underneath this layer, or this, what this is Kate turning her face away from the camera. So you're like, what the hell is this photo? How is this supposed to prove anything? It looks as if they took a photo from another, from a garden party that she's at in this photo, put it over this, because the outline of her face in this photo is exactly that, with the little ribbon on the back and everything. So, also theory about this photo, it's Rose Hanbury and not Kate.
Ooh, shit. Probably.
So they did the same exact thing. So the Mother's Day photo is actually her face in that. And I think did we talk about this? That it's actually from a Vogue photo shoot cover that she did.
It's like a very public photo, which is so insane. Because, like, you don't have any others. Like, flip through his iPhone and pull one of those out if you really wanted to do this. You need to get like, better Photoshop people.
You know what they do for other stuff? They take old photos of like their mothers and they post that, or say like, oh, here's Kate with an old picture with George as a baby. Like, you don't have to release anything. They didn't do anything for her birthday, which they usually do. January 9th.
I read that. I read they didn't last year. So the article I read said they didn't do anything for Kate and William's birthday last year, but they did like the five previous. They always reported something and or at least had new pictures, or at the very least they would do something.
Because maybe I think Harry and Meghan were doing something at that time. And if they had released something the same day, it would have been weird. Because I remember it being like, oh, Meghan's trying to upstage Kate Middleton's birthday, which you don't do.
No.
There they are. There they are again.
I feel like these two are, I mean, again, I don't follow it. I feel like they're much more sympathetic the more you read about all the stuff. And I could see Harry maybe being pissed at his brother for a number of reasons. And then, like, all these outlets just trying to bury Meghan so they can protect Kate. They'd prefer to protect Kate. They'd prefer to protect William. So they're like, all right, this is easy. And they just go for, like, whatever they can find.
Yes.
Also, yeah, the royal family, not very accepting, not very diverse.
No, so
there's that. I think Harry becomes more sympathetic. Meghan, just before the press even said anything about her, the way she acts, she does not come off as genuine to me. And the way she got here, it's a little off. There is something that her motives, I don't think, are pure when it comes to marrying Harry. And from the start, I thought something is not right here. And Harry was, even before the press said anything, making a mistake with this. And I think he also, she took advantage of the fact that he was very traumatized by his upbringing, and rightfully so, I think. And I think that he has real demons and things that he has gone through. And she maybe took advantage of that, I think. And I'm not her biggest fan, but she doesn't come across as genuine to me.
But what about Kate's parents kind of nudging her towards William? Would you say that's similar?
There is that. I do think Kate understood the role in a way Meghan did not. Somebody said Meghan confused royalty with celebrity, and Kate was very ready for the royalty service part of it. Meghan did not like the service part of it so much. She wanted to have the photo op and all. There are videos of her at events where she is asking, can I get my coat now? Can I go now?
It's
a little like, you got to just shake some hands, maybe.
You got to play the game a little bit.
Yes.
So she also, Meghan Markle is now, it's not, not her, because I asked you, Lucy. I was clarifying. So she's not back on Instagram, but whatever brand she's launching now is.
Oh yes,
in this whole period too.
American Riviera Orchard lifestyle brand.
It's too much.
I don't know what that is.
You gotta do less. That's way too many. It's way too much. I'm trying to figure out what each word means.
My point is, it's something when she was doing nothing, and she chose this week to launch that.
Yep. She's very strategic, that one, isn't she? She loves, attention. But, you know, who doesn't? But, yeah, I don't know what this is. I don't know what it is, but the timing is certainly suspect. She's going to get that bag, I guess. She wants to
get that bag.
Distract from these.
Nana's money's all drying up, right? Because
that's it.
But
then with their Hermes blanket being like, we don't have any money left. Okay, your huge house.
Not all that concerned about that part of it. So right now, do you think there is a bigger issue with Kate's just overall health or with her relationship?
I think it is one and the same, in a sense that if there is a problem with their relationship, it might be affecting her health in a way, because there are people saying that it's stress that is keeping her away from the spotlight, maybe stress from the relationship stuff. I say the biggest concern is the palace PR disaster that is going on. The way
everyone's
the palace
get fired.
Yes.
The way they are handling this.
Yes. Because they're not supposed to say anything. Like their whole thing, they would have been better off just doing the Bill Belichick route and not even acknowledging it. And then we never would have gotten the thing that got my attention in the first place was the lying about the Photoshop and then something else. Yeah. And then like just move on and just keep going. Yeah. And then, you know, if she's not making public appearances after Easter, then I think you have to address it. Then you have to do something. But in the meantime, you had 2 more weeks to play with. I don't know why they did
exactly.
This. Yeah.
Exactly. I think they're handling this wrong, but I think the biggest concern of those two would probably be her health, because we don't know what's going on with her health or what. Maybe she's not able to be visible to the public.
I'm going back to Davey's theory about the kids sending messages with the cross fingers. They're sending
the cross
messages.
Fingers. Well, that's,
maybe she
that's
got
another
stabbed.
Thing. They're crying I say that's another thing, like AI. Like AI is like, for whatever reason, when you try to make hands, they cross fingers. It's like an AI thing. Mm.
Oh my God.
So I don't know why they do this. So, and that's why like one of like Louis's fingers looks kind of like nubbish.
It's gone.
Mm. Yeah. So like they, for whatever reason, AI does that. It's but gone. Anyway, so they have released something. The royal family released something today saying that there was an announcement coming.
So there is a rumor that the BBC is on high alert for an announcement by Wednesday. Those are unsubstantiated rumors.
Yes.
But I believe where there's smoke, there's fire. So could by Wednesday we get an announcement about something? I think that announcement would be Charles abdicating the throne and giving it to William, because maybe he is sicker than we think. If there's an announcement, I believe it would be that. There was also report today, I think it was The Sun in England, cover photo for tomorrow, Kate Middleton outdoors. She's at a garden store. Yeah. She's seeing her... I don't think it's true at all.
No
way. They used old photos. They don't have a recent photo from today. Not one person at Windsor Garden Shop saw her. Not one photo, video, nothing.
Yeah, sorry, not buying that. Absolutely I'm trying to
not.
See what
not
else we got here. Yeah, keep
not
going.
Not buying it.
What I was going to say. So the other one, they're speculating if it's a major announcement. It could be divorce.
Could be. That would be devastating. But there was a moment, and I got chills when this hit me. At the end of this, they're going to get divorced.
Yeah.
Would be devastating.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom and Giselle got divorced and I never thought they would.
Tom and Giselle and, I mean, Princess Di. They got
got divorced.
Whatever you think happened there, and I know it was a car crash and they were running from the paparazzi and I think they did an investigation into it and they're like, oh, there's no foul play here. But you're like, I don't know what to tell you
about it.
Yeah, that one was crazy. But they had been divorced. And so, I don't know. Possible.
But she was speaking badly about the crown. They all over the place. So they're trying to protect the crown at all costs when it comes down to it.
And so the other thing too, the parallel here that I'm drawing with Kate and Diana is that you have William, who apparently is a bad guy. You have Charles, who is just kind of a dope. I've always seen him as just kind of a dope.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
never really had to be anything else.
Yeah, never really had to be anything. And then Harry's supposedly like this party's like the real bad boy. Like he's a party guy.
Nice.
Doesn't want to do like the. So Kate is like this cornerstone of like this whole thing. She is the picture of like the royal family right now is her. And if she goes away.
Yeah, they need her.
They're all just a bunch of lecherous.
They need her for sure.
Scumbags. They need her like so badly.
Yeah.
And that was the problem with Diana, was that once they got divorced, people didn't give a shit. They liked her. They didn't really care about the royal family. They cared what she was, even after the divorce.
Yeah. And so, Kate knows that will happen with her as well, because William will be painted as the same as his father, which really just takes the mask off all of it. Because they were built. This is how they were promoted when the Queen died, is that they are the new, fresh monarchy. Mm-hmm. William's the same.
Same shit.
It's just the same goddamn thing.
Time is a flat circle.
Correct.
It's the same goddamn thing.
True detective all over again.
People are the same.
Yeah.
People are all the same.
People are the same.
Yeah.
We're the same.
It's
we're different.
So,
I read that Sesame book almost every day in this house. We're the same. We're different.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what makes the world such fun. Every kind of people, not just one. Whatever the fuck, however it goes. All right, so
whatever bullshit.
So let's answer the question that is the title of the podcast. Where is Kate Middleton? Lucy, what is your best guess as to right now? Where is she?
So right now, I think she is possibly, I'm going with the theory that she did have abdominal surgery and is recovering at her parents' home because she was in the car with her mom. Perhaps she is at her parents' home. And at the same time, perhaps something else is going on with William that she, this made her think, okay, I'm actually done. So she is resting at her parents' home and recovering from abdominal surgery. And we will see her next year. I don't know when.
Yeah, yeah.
But by next year, perhaps we'll see. Or she's dead. Either one of those two.
Jesus. It's, yeah, I mean, it's for sure could be one of those two. Yeah, no, that
it has to be either one.
Yeah. Davey, what do you think?
So I'm going to take us down a little bit of a darker path here. So my guess is that, yes, she is recovering from an abdominal surgery. That abdominal surgery was not planned. It was a result of a domestic violence issue stemming from the Rose Hanbury news being brought about around Christmas time. William, you know, they tried to patch it up. She said some things. William lost his temper. Shit got out of hand. Right. So she's recovering, yes, from an abdominal. No, I'm not stabbed, but like I'm thinking like broken ribs, lacerated kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something that happened that was really bad because you said there was ambulances, police motorcade. They don't do that for planned surgeries.
Correct.
Right. So that happened. That was late at night. So my guess is that if she's recovering from some sort of domestic issue and hasn't fully healed both physically and emotionally yet, and is not ready to come out and talk about it.
Well, and that would also, I think, lead to, because I think that rumor was like a little bit, right? Like there had been a little bit of that rumor to which that's why you speed up and say, Happy Mother's Day, look at this. Right. And he took the photo, so obviously everything's fine. So like,
but also the bandaged fingers, I'm guessing she like threw something like glass or like a
punch.
Punch something.
Ming
like
vase.
Cut with like glass. Yeah.
Ming vase, they break.
That's like a nice one.
Guess.
Yeah.
Because the way it was bandaged looked like a cut, not a break.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like she maybe had like sores on two knuckles.
Right here, inside. Yeah.
Man. Right.
Like something happened. Or she does weightlifting.
Maybe. Powerlifting.
You get blisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Blisters. Perhaps. I think the surgery, though, no matter what, was not planned.
Agreed. Not planned and did not go well.
100%, 100% wasn't planned. Definitely didn't go as planned once it started. And that's why I think it could for sure be like the double whammy. Like I think physically she's not well right now, but also it's a, what's our next move? What's our next step? I don't want to be in this anymore. Rose Hanbury obviously plays a big role in that. I'm sure his relationship with really everybody involved because something's happening and I don't know. How easy would it have been if she was just like, did like a quick video, even if it was from like
hey,
even if it was neck up,
she's done. She's just done with
it. Hey,
she's not playing the game.
Call her right now. She can come in. Yeah. Call her on.
Get her on the air. Yep.
Yeah.
Get
her on the air. That would be, see what a good get that would be. That'd be an all right.
Would that be the greatest last trick ever? It'd be like, guys, and to answer everything, here she is, Kate Middleton.
She is. She's doing the car wash, the media car wash. Like, here I am.
She's on all the podcasts. She could easily,
again, what perfect photo opportunity would that have been today at the garden store for her to be like, yeah, I'm alive. Don't believe it happened.
Well, there
was
another article I read that said there was a time when she did like a lot of like work on via Zoom and she would at least, even if she didn't leave her house, like you could see her and she'd be talking and whatever. COVID. And like she
looks phenomenal. They had a filter over their Zoom that looked amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. So they could really fix that up nice, make it nice. And they're not doing that for some reason, which is very, very strange. I do think in the end, they might end up getting divorced. Because it's too weird.
It's definitely too weird. And they're like, well, how can we like figure this out? And they've done a horrible job.
Okay, so
and they're
can
not
I ask one more question?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So we did. We didn't get to your theory though, Rich.
No, my theory, I think it's a double whammy. I don't know what caused her to get the surgery, but I think she had surgery. They kind of fucked it up. I kind of believe the lady from Spain that had that source. I think she was probably onto something. But how we got there, I think probably has to do with William and perhaps a wandering eye. So I think it is that. And I wouldn't be surprised, like Lucy said, if she's currently with her parents who also haven't been photographed publicly in the same time that Kate hasn't been.
Her brother hasn't either. Her brother and his wife,
so
James Middleton.
Her brother or there was one person that did. Let me look.
Pippa. Pippa was on vacation on the beach.
Okay.
A few weeks ago. Oh,
so Kate's uncle.
Yes, he was talking.
Kate's uncle is on Celebrity Big Brother. And somebody on Celebrity Big Brother, who I only know this person because I just started watching The Traitors season 2. Don't tell me what happens. I'm like 6 episodes in. But there's a woman on that show named Ekin Sue, I think. Ekin Sue. And she asked the uncle, like, where's Kate? And he like gave this long, like, kind of non-answer.
So,
but he claims
he said if it's announced, he's like, I don't know if they want me to talk about it, but if they announce it, then I will say something. So I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, let's tune into Celebrity Big Brother then. My question is, UK. Okay, so we're going to flip it on you. Yeah. Here's the hard one. You're the PR person. How would you have handled this?
I would have said, look, you have to do, I know that you shouldn't, like, you don't feel like you have to bow down to the public, so to speak, but you should do a 10-second video just saying, hello, I'm enjoying this beautiful day, I'm alive. This is how I would handle it from going forward. Mm-hmm. Make a joke out of it. Like, hold the newspaper up with the date. I know the palace doesn't want to make jokes. They're not that comical. They're
really
gonna say
they're very, very funny people.
But at this point, you have to be. You have to hold up the newspaper from that day, even though they can make a fake one. Who knows? But you make a joke out of it, because at this point, you have to. That is how you go forward as to make yourselves likable again. That's what you have to do. You have to make a joke about it, because people will be endeared to that.
They kind of tried with the, like, hey, it wasn't a joke, but
amateur,
they were like,
photographer.
Yeah, like, I do editing. I edit my photos.
It's all flat.
Is that what you're into? You edit your photos?
What if you did a video of William? You know, he comes
working
out
on Photoshop.
No, he comes out and he's talking to the camera and he says, you know, I know there's been a lot of speculation about Kate's health and, you know, I you know, blah, blah, blah. I know, you know, there's some speculation, some rumors going around. So, what do you think? And he just pans over and she's right there.
That would be perfect. Something like that. Or her giving a fake Photoshop class is like a joke. Something like that would be something.
Oh, if they announced on their Twitter that she's launching like a photo editing class.
And my favorite is
community service.
She says it in a video.
I love shitty Photoshop. So she should just do that where she like takes out like the Eiffel Tower and like places it in the background. And you're like, the fuck is this? So I read this timeline on some website I never even heard of, but Kate's brother James shared a video of his family on vacation in the Alps on February 7th. So that is post surgery, but obviously more than a month ago since this whole Photoshop thing came out. And they were just like, all right, this is just like, doesn't say really anything about Kate other than the fact that like his brother at least is on vacation. So maybe she's not like at death's door, but that was February 7th. Or so she clearly was.
She's with them. She's with them, but not in the photo. Yeah.
Perhaps
he's a kind of a handsome devil too. That
he is. He is very handsome. Ooh, also very outspoken about mental health as well.
Okay.
He looks like Jude Law.
Middleton.
Does he?
He is a handsome one.
Wow. All right.
Yes.
A lot of pretty people involved in this.
There's a lot of characters in this. This is made for Netflix.
It's a talent.
Depending on how it turns out.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
If there's a juicy ending to this, my goodness gracious.
Oh, we got to come back. We got to have you back once the shit hits the fan.
100%. Part 2.
Yep, part 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Hopefully she's found. If not, we'll have a little
bit of a found?
Yeah.
Ooh. You never know.
All right. Lucy, thanks for joining us. Thing.
Maybe. Yeah. WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
I've seen all of those.
You want to come on for the WrestleMania pod? No.
Yes, absolutely. I love Roman Reigns.
Lucy, where can the people find you if they want to get after you?
Yes, find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lucille Burge and on TikTok at LucyBurge1 and BetQL.com.
Yes. All right.
So someone snaked Lucy Burge from you. You have to be Lucy Burge 1.
You know what I realized on TikTok? I was Lucy Burge 1 and I forgot my password and had to make a new account. Also, same thing happened on Instagram.
Nice.
Because I am an idiot. So that was really fun to figure out. I was like, wait, that is me. Shoot. So,
yeah.
It's like one. On Instagram, it's a profile. It's a like my profile and everything. It's just one picture of a filtered Prosecco glass in Italy. And I was like, wait, that's me. I did that. I did that account.
That's my account.
Locked out.
I would like my account back, please. Yeah. They're like, sorry.
Yes. Yes, myself. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
All right, very good. We will check in with you. If there's an update in this story that needs to be addressed, we will do that. Thank you for your time, Lucy. And for everybody else, we're going to jump over to the other stream for Dork 400. So, Dave, we're going to answer a bunch of questions here coming up. But again, thanks for listening to this. And hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, email, what you think happened to Kate Middleton at Dork Podcast on all of those places.